Now, this is what's important. This is what I was going to say as I segue to a small sidebar here. So we've been with Cannon212.com now for a year. Frank Walker's been running our ads on the front page of his site. By the way, we have two new ones. If Ted is listening, come on, Ted. I need new ads. Frank has been running ads here on the Crusade Channel. Many of you make it a daily stop, Cannon212.com. He's been running the ads for the Mike Church Show and thus the Crusade Channel at Cannon212.com. Frank is not afraid to tell anyone what he thinks about any of this, what he thinks about what Papa Francis is doing, what he thinks about what's going to go on with this Amazonian synod, this Shamazonian synod. And he does these things, and he says them in such a way that are provocative. Now, I would expect from a site like a Cannon212.com that I would, in a different context or in a different field, that I would find out about things like this poisoner-in-chief guy. But make no mistake about it, there is a poisoner-pope-in-chief now. And this is one of the things that's going to happen at this Amazon synod. You know, I was reading a transcript from Cannon212.com this morning of what Pope Francis said at a mass in Madagascar on Sunday. I can't unread what I read. Basically, that mankind is the problem. The Amazon is correct. Amazon, I'm talking about the jungle. The green hell is correct. The jungle of Madagascar is correct. It must be preserved and protected, this and that. Men, no, we're in the way. Men, we need to get rid of men. I mean, this is irreconcilable. The reason I segued into this or just wanted to introduce this, this is not surprising here, folks. None of this stuff should surprise anyone. But that doesn't make it any less shocking. Just because you're not surprised doesn't mean you shouldn't be shocked. The fact that we have men of the cloth who are supposed to be the greatest example because they're Catholics, meaning the first Christian church, the legacy handed down to them, the fact that we have men conspiring and desiring for you and I and the rest of the world to live under Marxist communists. This is the kind of stuff in this book here, Poisoner in Chief. This is what communists do. So no one in American deep state government needs an assist from the Pope, but they're going to get it. We live in times that are just unprecedented. There is an unprecedented evil out there. And never before in the history of mankind could it have menaced the entire human race. But today, thanks to technology, that's exactly what it can do. This Amazonian, the Shamazonian synod, it's just the logical end result of the Satanist, modernist assault against mankind itself. As a matter of fact, one of the things that, if you haven't been to Cannon212.com, go check it out. One of the things that I rely on regularly and I visit regularly is also the Tradition, Family, and Property site and the writings of John Horvat, the author of Return to Order. There's no one in the United States that has done a better job and has been more committed to the task of cataloging Satanism, the rise of actual Satanism in the United States, than John Horvat. And some of the things that John's been writing about lately, you can't believe it. You're reading, you go like, oh, I want to unsee that. Yeah, where's Shannon at with the eye bleach? I need the holy water eye rinse here. I don't want to even know that this stuff is going on. Here's the problem. We can't do that. We have to know this is going on. We don't have a choice.